One of the battlefields on Election Day will be the races for New York State Senate. Democrats are hoping to corral a majority so they can control all three branches of government in New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one of the more closely watched races will be in central New York.
After longtime Senator John DeFrancisco's decision to retire this year, the 50th Senate District went up for grabs for the first time in more than 25 years. That put this race on the map, even though it's been gerrymandered to carry a slight Republican edge in enrollment. Democrats need just one seat statewide to take control of the Senate, which has been in mostly GOP hands for decades. The Republican in the race for the 50th is a seasoned politician, Onondaga County Comptroller Bob Antonacci, and he admits this contest comes down to more than just keeping one seat in the Republican column.
I think we're down to maybe a key three or four Senate races, and this is one of them. And if we're not successful, the majority is going to switch over to the Democrats.
High school biology teacher John Mannion, a political novice, is the Democratic Party standard bearer. He agrees this race is key in the fight for the future of the Senate and issues Democrats hold dear in New York State.
Common sense legislation has made it through the Assembly and never hit the Senate floor, even with an overwhelming number of sponsors.
The amount of money flowing into the race underscores its importance. The Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, along with union PACs, have invested heavily in Mannion's campaign. Antonacci's received help from the Senate Republican Campaign Committee and other political action committees. The result has been a flurry of commercials and mailers bombarding voters across the district. For his part, Antonacci's emphasizing his experience. But that's not all.
If it comes down to one thing, as you're sitting there ready to circle the oval, you know, do you want checks and balances in state government? And I think if you do, you vote for me.
And Mannion wants voters to pay attention to his political inexperience.
What we're seeing is too great of a disconnect between ourselves and our representatives, and an increasing polarization of the parties. So I think it's a good time for someone who has not been corrupted by the system.
The 50th includes parts of Cayuga and Onondaga County. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.